The River District and other organizations have been pinched for years by a state law that limits how much tax revenue they can use. Past efforts to get voters to relax the law have gone nowhere. But CMC recently had overwhelming success convincing voters to bypass the law and free up some tax money. Now the River District is hoping the CMC vote will bode well for them. Brent Gardner-Smith of AspenJournalism.org has been following the issue for some time. He wrote a recent article about it, and he's here today to dive a little deeper into a somewhat murky issue. Brent, first for background, what is the River District and what does it oversee?
Well, their boundary is 15 Western Slope counties, all of 12, and then a portion of 3 Western Slope counties. And they hold water rights. One of the things they do, for example, they own a lot of the water in Rudi Reservoir on the Frying Pan above Basalt. And they also own a lot of the water in Wolford Reservoir, which is above Kremling. So they're both owners of water and managers of water. And then they also do a lot of policy work and legal work, which affects the rivers locally, especially, say, on the Roaring Fork.
They're in a little bit of a fiscal crunch. How'd they get there?
Well, like many special districts, it's a sort of combination between two tax limitation measures that citizens passed in both 1982 and 1992. And they make it harder for governments to keep revenue in good times. And in this particular instance, there's something called the Gallagher Amendment, which drives down the size of the residential pool that the River District can tax. And then there's the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, which means that if they want to raise their taxing rate, they have to go to the voters and ask for permission. And usually the voters say, no.
But Colorado Mountain College recently very successfully convinced voters to relax part of the Gallagher Amendment. What's the reaction of the Water District? They're certainly eyeing this and seeing that it might benefit them.
You know, one thing to keep in mind is that local voters tend to be more generous with their local fire district or their local school district. And the River District has struggled because there's 15 counties within their area. So they're not really a local organization necessarily. Colorado Mountain College is in a similar boat. They have 6 counties within their district. And so they asked the people in their county, in their counties, hey, can you give us permission to raise our taxing rate to offset the ratcheting down effect of Gallagher because we're not able to take in the revenue that we think we should be in order to provide the education that we want to for people. Well, 6 of those counties that are within the Colorado Mountain District are also within the River District's 15-county area. So the River District basically looked at that and said, well, if CMC got permission from the voters to ease the limits from Gallagher and did so with a 72% approval rate, maybe we could do the same thing in our district as well.
What do you see the voters doing in this particular case?
Well, the River District commissioned a poll 2 weeks ago, pretty professional poll, spent $30,000 on it, interviewed 500 people, and they found that there was a 60% approval rating for a carefully worded question that indicated to voters that it wasn't a direct tax increase, but it would let the River District hang on to more tax revenue.
So if we see this as a ballot question, when do you think it'll be up for consideration for voters?
Well, the River District Board has asked staff to keep working on this and then bring them back probably in April a potential ballot question. But they're eyeing November 2019, even though it's an off-year election. They think it might be a good time to ask the voters. They're a little leery about 2020, thinking it might be a very busy, long ballot. And they think maybe it's better just to go in a more quiet election.
Brent, you've been covering this issue for years. Is any of this surprising to you? Anything that you've covered recently around the River District that really caught you off guard?
Well, I have been going to River District meetings now for 5 years, and I hadn't really heard that they might be in this crunch. They are very dependent on property tax revenue. 97% of their incomes comes from property tax revenue. The other thing that really struck me is on the property side, on the commercial property side of things, they're very dependent on oil and gas revenue. That revenue is falling. The value of oil and gas in Western Colorado, particularly in Garfield County, continues to fall. And some of the coal plants in Northwestern Colorado are being eyed to be shut down. And so that was kind of an eye-opener to me. I wasn't quite so tuned in that the energy sector on the Western Slope is, I guess, sagging might be the word I used in the story, that it's starting to decline. And if you're dependent on tax revenue coming out of that industry, it's not a very good place to be for special districts right now.
Brent, the voters saw the benefit of giving the college more money, a tangible benefit of giving more people an education. What do you say to local voters about a River District and its meaning in their lives?
Well, I think it's interesting. The River District is in Glenwood Springs, and so it's sort of a very local story in that regard, and they have a lot of effect on local rivers. Yet they're also very western slope, and so in a way, as goes the River District, so goes the western slope.
Thanks for your time today, Brent. Appreciate it.
Hey, you bet.